Today, we will be discussing in our podcast about human rights issues and human rights violations.
The human rights issue we will be discussing takes place in Russia.
Russia is currently facing many types of issues with the right to expression. How does this violate the human rights law? Well, for instance, Russia is threatening journalists, human rights defenders, and lawyers. Russia is also trying to take down independent websites such as social medias.
What is the right of expression anyway?
Well, it's the right to voice your opinion and to be able to get information from many different sources.
Human rights doesn't seem that important if people aren't following it.
No, human rights are actually very important because it helps people like us do numerous things, such as going to school, not having to be a slave, and so much more.
I agree. Human rights are very important. It just seems that some people and some countries seem to violate it, which is against the law, by the way.
Is there anything being done currently to help fix this human rights issue?
Sadly, there isn't anything or anyone that is doing anything about it or can really do at all.
Is there any way we can help about this or the topic in general?
Yes, there are many, actually, such as following all the human rights, not discriminating against anyone, or to not break any laws.
You can also sign petitions for these human rights issues and spread awareness on the subject in general. Also by going onto websites and agreeing to take on action with the subject and to donate money for the cause.
Wait, what is it really that important if the issue is in a different country rather than ours?
Of course it's important. This is because if we don't do something about the matter, it may overrule and soon no one will care about human rights anymore.
Yeah, but it's a law, so either way nobody can just stop caring about it.
There is a way that can happen because it's already happening currently in Russia.
What if we did not have the human rights laws?
Well, we would most likely have to pay if we would like to go to school, and all of the taxes we pay will go to the government.
And we would not be able to voice our own opinions.
Plus, many other things, like having to rule under a king or queen that you have to work for.
Well, laws are laws. Why isn't Russia getting in trouble for this?
They're not getting in trouble because, sadly, it runs its own government and can say or do whatever they feel is needed.
That's messed up. How come they can't abide by the freedoms that humans rightfully deserve?
We have no idea why, but it's just how it is.
Is there any other ways that human rights laws were violated about this matter?
Yes, besides for threatening, they have also put many people in jail for this as well.
They also have a theory that they have also kidnapped some journalists because after the epidemic started, 7 journalists have randomly gone missing.
That's insane. I wish we could do more about the matter.
Me too.
Since this is such an important topic, is there anyone else out there voicing their opinions on the subject?
Yes. In fact, there is from websites such as Forbes, New York Post, UN News, and many more.
I am glad people are actually looking more forth in the conversation about human rights.
Yes, hopefully this podcast can also keep a conversation about human rights as well.
Yes.
That's it for today's podcast. Thank you for tuning in and educating yourself a bit on human rights issues and violations happening in Russia and how to prevent human rights violations from happening and to be an advocate for the human rights topic. We are all glad to shed light on the topic. Bye!